already listened to all of them. And then we're getting real tired. And she's like, we need to talk about stuff because otherwise I'm going to fall asleep to our room. She's trying to like, whoa. Then we pull into his parents' driveway. And all of a sudden he's like, wants to do like a relationship talk. And we're in the driveway. And we've been driving for like almost 24 hours. Yeah. And I was just like, so you've got to be kidding me, man. This is crazy.
That would cut me up.
I was just like, I'm too tired to do this.
Yeah, that probably would have kept you up 10 hours before.
Yeah, I was like, and I was also thinking like, hey, we could have talked about this like 4 hours ago.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just like the heavy. Yeah, totally.
And like we're in the driveway, like about to go to the house. And I'm just going to get the hell out of the car. And no. No, we're going to talk about this, and I was like, no, we're not. I'm the boss around here.
Me and Vince, the southern musicians, the same street I live on, there's like doors down. And I always hear about jazz. Like, start talking about things I know we disagree about.
To convince you, and do I try to run?
TikTok, I found the beast that looks beach
wow.
that looks like a pig. Shoulder. Smooth California jams. Listen to a couple songs, and then we were like, I was like, we gotta listen to No Doubt. So we listened. Okay, then we like, so on my Zune, there are only a few songs from Tragic Kingdom. And then David's like, I have the whole album. Of course, we gotta listen to the whole album. And I was like, I felt a little embarrassed. Like, I can't believe we only have a few songs. And then we listened to the album, and I was like, yeah, I think I remember why I only chose a few songs. I still think, I mean, I like No Doubt. And I still think it's like, it's cool to keep albums together. It's like a family you're ripping apart. Only take a few of the kids home with you or something. But it was cool to listen to all of them. There are a couple songs on there that I wished I had. There are a couple songs that I was like, wow, I can't believe how funky this is getting. And I like funk. It was just like a weird funk. I don't know. It was very strange. But it was awesome. I liked listening to No Doubt. How did you guys feel about it? She was like, I guess I have to pump this. David loves every song on the record. He'll defend that. To the grave. No one knows why. Okay, we would have listened to, what is it, Return to Saturn or Return of Saturn? I always forget
Return
of position.
Is it of or two?
It's Return of Saturn.
Return of Saturn. Yeah, that album's awesome. Do you like that album? I do. So we would have listened to that if we had it. We didn't have it. Okay. I don't know why I'm talking about this. On stage again. Yes? Do you have something you would like to share with the rest of the class?
This record, Tragic Kingdom.
Just trying to defend yourself now?
we're on tour with the Max Levine Ensemble. We have in the past just put that tape in and listened to it on repeat for hours.
That's truly great.
Yeah. That's why you don't want to go on tour with Max.
Love it. We're loving it. this amp. Oh no. I found this, since I'm feeling chatty tonight, I found this amp in this basement my friends were living in. I just found it. So I was like, is everyone okay with me using this? And if the owner shows up, send him my way, I'll give it back. But it seems like it seems like it doesn't belong to anyone. It seems like it could get a little better use out of this thing. And I was like, cool. Why would I tell that story? Oh, because we also found this crazy, we found out it belonged to our friend, belonged to our friend's little sister for like an electric flute. Does that exist? Seriously, I don't remember what it was, something crazy like an electric flute. She had this amp. Anyway, that was the thing I guess I was gonna say. I don't know what she needed it for. Maybe that's why she never showed up ever again. But well, if you ever find anyone looking for this amp, just send them my way. I'll give it back to them. Maybe three. Maybe a special encore. Okay, but yeah, I have a couple more songs. Do we know who's playing next yet? Spoonbite's gonna play next. We all have all three of us have stuff in the on the official merch table that this man is you can't see the table, but it's levitating right now. Doing some magic.
If there's no table there, I'm gonna feel really sick.
He made it disappear. I don't know where all our stuff went. The coward said to see the sun. on storytellers continues. So the first time I ever really hung out with David, we kept intersecting on this tour. We were on these different tours, and we stopped in a couple of the same places or something. Right? You're looking a little nervous. Well, I played the, at one point, we swapped CDs or something, and he listened to the song, and he was he thought this one song was about him because he thought his name was in it. He was like, how did you know that I got arrested in Columbus? And I was like, this is awesome. So then I changed the lyric to, it didn't really say his name, but then I changed it to say his name. Then, fast forward a little bit to a few months ago, he's like, we decided somehow we need to create a story about how the song was actually about him. So I told this big lie in front of all these fancy people in Brooklyn. It was like, I was just going to tell this little story, and then I got a little carried away. And then, I felt a little bit bad afterwards, but didn't hurt anybody. Everyone just thought that we were even cooler. I don't think anyone in Brooklyn thinks that people aren't in Brooklyn are cool. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. On a more serious note, the song is actually written about a group of friends I had. We were all trying to make our community a much better place, trying to take care of some stuff that was utter nonsense, trying to make kind of a town that was not what we're against but what we're for kind of thing, building a good scene full of art and music and people teaching each other things. And I don't know, I mean, we're Spoonboy talks about important stuff, and Cindy, she's gonna be talking about anarchism, and I know she's already been having conversations with some of you guys, and they sound very interesting when I'm overhearing them looking off into the distance daydreaming or something. But I think something that's been talked about the last couple stops has been how, you know, you have to actually work towards these things, and you can't expect anything to happen super quickly. But if you can work at these tough things together with a bunch of people and make awesome things happen over time. But it can just be really hard. So I wrote this song a really long time ago, trying to encourage myself. I guess just myself. I don't know if I actually showed the song to anyone from around that time, but about how you can make good things happen even when things feel really difficult. But yeah. Take you to a tower high above the old rail yard. We'll climb up to the highest point. The wind will sting our faces. piece.